Welcome to the Ronald Reagan podcast series, Words to Live By, hosted by the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute. Each week we will share some of the wit and wisdom of Ronald Reagan, in essence, Words to Live By, made up of radio addresses and speeches he delivered from the 1960s through the 1980s. In just a few days, people around the world will celebrate Valentine's Day. While some believe that Valentine's Day is celebrated in the middle of February to commemorate the anniversary of Valentine's death or burial, which probably occurred around AD 270, others claim that the Christian Church may have decided to place St. Valentine's feast day in the middle of February in an effort to Christianize the pagan celebration of Lupercalia. Celebrated at the Ides of February or February 15th, Lupercalia was a fertility festival dedicated to Faunus, the Roman god of agriculture. During the festival, all the young women in the city would place their names in a big urn. The city's bachelors would each choose a name and become paired for the year with his chosen woman. These matches often ended in marriage. In today's society, people now exchange cards, candy, or flowers with their special Valentine. In the 1970s, Ronald Reagan wrote a handwritten Valentine to his wife, which read, "Dear St. Valentine, I'm writing to you about a beautiful young lady who has been in this household for 25 years now, come March 4th. I have a request to make of you, but before doing so, feel you should know more about her. For one thing, she has two hearts, her own and mine. I'm not complaining. I gave her mine willingly and like it right where it is. Her name is Nancy, but for some time now I've called her Mommy and don't believe I could change. My request of you is, could you on this day whisper in her ear that someone loves her very much and more every day? Also tell her this someone would run down like a dollar clock without her, so she must always stay where she is. Then tell her if she wants to know who that someone is, to just turn her head to the left. I'll be across the room waiting to see if you told her. If you'll do this for me, I'll be very happy knowing that she knows I love her with all my heart." Let's listen to Ronald and Nancy Reagan themselves talk about their love story.
"I don't know how to begin to describe what she means to me, except to say I can't imagine life without her.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. My life didn't really begin until I met Ronnie. I don't know if it was exactly love at first sight, but it was pretty close. We had dinner together the next night, and the night after that, and the one after that. For the first month or so, we must have gone to every restaurant and nightclub in Los Angeles. Almost as soon as we started dating, the press began to write about it and to speculate about our marriage. We realized early on that neither of us really was the fast lane type. And so instead of going out every night, we started spending most of our time alone in my apartment, watching movies on television and making popcorn."
More from Ronald Reagan after this message.
The Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation is the nonprofit organization created by President Reagan himself, and specifically charged by him with continuing his legacy and sharing his principles: individual liberty, economic opportunity, global democracy, and national pride. We must remain vigilant and work together to share these conservative principles with younger generations. Your role is critical to move our mission forward. Thank you for your continued support. Please visit reaganfoundation.org/give. That's reaganfoundation.org/give.
At the end of President Reagan's second term in office, on August 15, 1988, a tribute to Mrs. Reagan was held in New Orleans. He spoke directly from his heart to his lifelong Valentine when he said,
"I've known the guest of honor for many years." "Well, yeah, that's true. She was once one of the original members of the Reagan Inner Circle." "Well, I can't dispute that. Who's been involved in some of the most delicate White House matters, such as high-level staff? Maybe I better do this by myself. In fact, I've been thinking for several days about what exactly I wanted to say today, how to put Nancy's role in my life in a perspective for you. But what do you say about someone who gives your life meaning? What do you say about someone who's always there with support and understanding? Someone who makes sacrifices so that your life will be easier and more successful. But what you say is that you love that person and treasure her." I simply can't imagine the last 8 years without Nancy. The presidency wouldn't have been the joy it's been for me without her there beside me. And that second floor living quarters in the White House would have seemed a big and lonely spot without her waiting for me every day at the end of the day. You know, she once said that a president has all kinds of advisors and experts who look after his interest when it comes to foreign policy or the economy or whatever, but no one who looks after his needs as a human being. Well, Nancy has done that for me through recuperations and crises. Every president should be so lucky. I think it's all too common in marriages that no matter how much partners love each other, they don't thank each other enough. And I suppose I don't thank Nancy enough for all that she does for me. So Nancy, in front of all your friends here today, let me say thank you for all you do. Thank you for your love. And thank you for just being you.
In 1994, at a Junior League of Los Angeles tribute dinner honoring Nancy Reagan, Ronald Reagan said, "Nancy Davis Reagan has led a remarkable life as an enduring daughter, a loving mother, a devoted and sensitive partner, and a worthy ambassador for our country as First Lady. I have seen her cope bravely with life's most difficult challenges, exuding grace and dignity and strength. I am so proud of this woman, proud of her many accomplishments, for making a difference in the lives of the afflicted around the world, for standing beside me through good times and challenging ones, and for being a role model for women everywhere. I cannot imagine life without her." And in her autobiography, My Turn, Nancy Reagan said,
"Ronnie and I were privileged to have an opportunity that's given to very few, to be a part of history and the shaping of it. We have so many memories of those years. We still feel a tremendous warmth from the public, and we hope our children are proud of us. Being First Lady has taught me much. Over those 8 years in Washington, amid the exaggerated ups and downs of life at the White House, I found out what was really important to me. I learned how to serve. I grew, and I learned how, despite intense scrutiny and criticism, to just go on being myself, to let Nancy just be Nancy. And for this, and for so many other things, I'll always be grateful."
To express his gratitude and affection year-round, not only on Valentine's Day, Ronald Reagan wrote countless letters to his wife, many illustrated with charming cartoons of his own creation. Nancy left cards and love notes around for her husband to discover when she was away from him. In a letter to Nancy on their 31st wedding anniversary, Ronald Reagan wrote, "I more than love you. I'm not whole without you. You are life itself to me. When you are gone, I'm waiting for you to return so I can start living again." Many years later, when Mrs. Reagan published some of the love letters she received from her husband, she wrote, "If either of us ever left the room, we both felt lonely. People don't always believe this, but it's true. Filling the loneliness, completing each other, that's what it still meant to us to be husband and wife. And so, on this Valentine's Day, with warm hearts, we recall the loving relationship between Ronald and Nancy Reagan." Thank you for listening. You can find many of President Reagan's speeches, including both inaugural addresses, on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/Reagan Foundation. Thank you for listening. For more information on the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute, including information on how to become a member, information on upcoming exhibits at the Reagan Library, and more information on the legacy of President Reagan, please visit ReaganFoundation.org. And don't forget to like and follow the Reagan Foundation on all social media platforms.
Till next week, thanks for listening, and God bless you.
Don't forget to subscribe to A Reagan Forum podcast in your iTunes or Google Play stores and on other podcast platforms as they become available. New episodes of A Reagan Forum come out every Thursday. Like what you hear? Check out our Words to Live By podcast featuring radio addresses and speeches Ronald Reagan delivered from the 1960s through the 1980s. New episodes drop every Tuesday. And don't forget to follow at Ronald Reagan on Facebook, at Ronald Reagan 40 on Twitter, and Reagan Foundation on YouTube. Also, search for us on SoundCloud and Stitcher.